From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Being your own boss is supposed to be one of the variations of the American dream. But like anything that gets touted on infomercials, there's a catch. Yes, you can be your own boss, but that also means you have to be your own employee. I've been self-employed now for about a year, and as 2007 swings into full gear, I've realized that I have a personnel problem on my hands. Quite simply, I'm pretty sure my employee is not being as productive as he could be. I'm not thinking about firing him. He's got two kids in college, and besides, I've known him my whole life. It's not as if he's done anything wrong. Attendance is hardly a problem. He's always at work when I'm there. He's a hard-working guy and appears to want to accomplish the same things I do. We've been through a lot together, and I can count on him to look out for me. But I just have this nagging feeling that he's not always working on the top priority of the day. For example, right now, for all I know, he could be working on one of those essays he likes to write instead of the construction budget for our next project. When it comes to the levers of management, the good old carrots and sticks, I have limited options. I can't pay him any more than I'm going to make, and I can't offer the possibility of a promotion. And I have to admit that I've never had the ability to intimidate him. He comes and goes as he pleases and has created his own very generous vacation and sick leave policy. But there is hope. Unlike a lot of problematic workplace relationships, we do communicate very well. He's been open with me about his shortcomings, and we've decided that he needs to start setting much more precise deadlines and performance objectives. I've also admitted that, like any other relationship, it takes two to tango, and that his performance is a function not only of his personality and work habits, but the quality of my supervision as well. So we've decided that we're going to see how this new system works. If it doesn't, we may just have to admit that we both would do better working for somebody else. With a Perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.